Feedback by Charles Maciejewski. Read by Karin Kass and Nicholas Cam.
Everyone's a critic.
Millie smiled as she pressed enter. Uploaded, £5 paid. Congratulations, your story has been submitted.
Hi, Millie. I see some merit in your first draft, but I'm afraid at the risk of sounding too critical that I'm not going to be as complimentary as the other reviewers. Your story, Ghost in the Machine, and the tagline, A Spurned Evil Entity Seeks Revenge, whilst being a bit hackneyed, at least suggests a tale of wickedness and evil that the competition asks for. Whilst it contains elements of horror of the blood and gore variety, for me it fails to adequately describe the terror that your character should have experienced. It is the build-up of terror and tension that keeps a reader engaged, and I found this lacking in your story. There is no twist. The biggest issue is, without doubt, your overuse of clichés. My blood ran cold, ran like the wind, death warmed up, eye for an eye. I could go on. Likewise, your location, a creepy old house at night with a howling gale and driving rain. Come on, write something a bit more original. I'm sure you can address all of this in your next draft, which I look forward to reading.
Hi, Colin. Thanks for taking the time to offer feedback. As to clichés, whilst common thought is that they should be avoided like the plague, oops, I believe they can still be used to good effect if the story is well written. I will consider all that you have said prior to draft two.
Millie, Millie, Millie. Very disappointed that you didn't take anything I said on board. I find it quite rude that you completely ignored my constructive criticism. The minor changes you have made added little to your tale. You are quite correct in stating that clichés have a place if the story is well written. They have no place in your story. Please, at least inject some terror into your character's thoughts as she is pursued. The current dialogue she has with herself conveys nothing of the fear she should be experiencing. I know you can do it.
Colin. Wow, you don't beat about the bush, do you? I'm sorry that you feel disappointed in my failing to take up your kind suggestions, but as the writer, I feel it is my prerogative to determine the course my story takes. I have had a number of my stories published. Have you? I appreciate your honesty, even if I do find it a bit direct. I see from your profile that you are a writer too, so I'm sure you understand what I mean. I see you haven't submitted any stories yet. I look forward to reading one.
Millie, instead of a story, how about a little scene? Imagine a young lad is away from home. School camp, perhaps. So he meets a stranger. Let's say a man. They get talking. The man states that he knows the boy's mother, has, in fact, had a number of conversations with her. A reader might not think too much of this chance meeting. Now, if you add just a few words, such as, the boy noticed the outline of a knife in the man's pocket, the reader's interest is piqued, and a sense of foreboding is introduced. In the boy's mother, however, these few words will create a real sense of fear. I hope you see what I mean.
Colin, I do see what you mean. The thought of what you described would make any parent's hair stand on end. However, my character is totally different, being an adult and not a child. She is being pursued and threatened by an entity that, whilst it exists, is intangible. Your feedback has been very thought-provoking and interesting, but I have chosen to go with the suggestions made by others. I mean no disrespect. I will be uploading my final draft shortly.
No, Millie. You don't see what I mean. Reconsider. Seriously.
Colin, the competition guidance states that we should not take criticism personally. I try not to. But your last comment wasn't a critique. I found it threatening and very upsetting. I don't know if this was your intent. Regardless, I have decided to block you from contacting me prior to submission of my final draft. So do not bother trying to reply.
Hello, Millie. Do you like my new profile? I like the name Colette. The beauty of being a fiction writer is that we make things up. Don't worry. I can assure you this will be the last you'll hear from me. But before I go, remember the scene I spoke of? The boy's not away at school camp, but with his scout group. The 78th, isn't it? Nice photo of him in your local newspaper, by the way. And on your FB page. And your blog. He looks very smart in his scout uniform. As cute as a button. As cute in the flesh as he is in the photos.